Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Really nice turnaround from the weather we saw yesterday across the DMV today with sunny skies and temperatures nice and toasty with 80s now across the region. Tonight's just a few passing clouds in your forecast and temperatures falling into the 60s. And Monday looking like the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
83 degrees in Gaithersburg, Arlington 85, Lanham 84 degrees. WTOP News time is 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Coming up, D.C. police arrest several more teens in connection with a robbery at CVS.
One Maryland man killed, another man arrested after a violent weekend for D.C. nightlife.
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against 7 activists. I'm Dick Uliano.
An arrest made in a deadly stabbing outside Audi Field. It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A state of emergency in parts of Oklahoma after devastating and destructive tornadoes tore through. Governor Kevin Stitt.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Sulphur.
The cleanup here is going to be extensive. I mean, we're seeing piles and pieces of metal just wrapped around trees 2 or 3 stories up. We're seeing roofs that have collapsed down.
Meanwhile, severe storms in parts of Iowa as well. KMTV reporter Zach Williamson is in hard-hit Minden.
Right now, there's no running water. And on top of that, no gas, no electricity. The gas and electricity both probably won't be on for another 4 to 5 days.
On to the war in the Middle East now, where ceasefire negotiations continued today. And CBS's Skylar Henry tells us the president had an important conversation as well.
On Sunday, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to Israel, while also reviewing ongoing talks to secure the release of hostages, together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Secretary of State Blinken will visit Israel and Jordan on Wednesday. He's heading to Saudi Arabia now. Here at home, more protests on college campuses. That's at UCLA. CBS's Mark Strassman with rallies here on the East Coast as well.
Dueling protests at Columbia, pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian, reflect a larger welter of opinion and emotion, passion and perceived prejudice.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away, but because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
It's a tight race for the White House, according to the latest CBS News poll.
I'm Peter King. Donald Trump and Joe Biden won all 3 states in their victory years, but right now,
President Biden leads Donald Trump by 2 points in Michigan, while Trump has a 1-point edge over Biden in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin.
CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
It seems this campaign might be an argument about who is the less bad option. Neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump elicit much in the way of positive feelings from voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin.
And President Biden won the Democratic primary today in Puerto Rico. Caitlin Clark returned to the basketball court today for the first day of Indiana Fever training camp, nearly 2 weeks after the WNBA draft. How's she feeling?
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices. And just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
That's when the team will play in their first preseason game. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 5:03 on a Sunday, April the 28th, 2024. Right now, we have 84 degrees going down to the low 60s tonight. And good evening to you, I should say. I'm Mike Murillo. The top stories we're following for you this hour. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery of a CVS and Navy Yard. D.C. police say the 5 teens are among a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast back on April the 16th. They're accused of trying to leave the store without paying. When confronted by a security guard, one of the teens is accused of throwing a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests included two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection with an unrelated assault on the National Mall. The other three arrests include a 14, 15, and 16-year-old. We're learning more about the man who lost his life this weekend after back-to-back shootings at DC nightlife spots. We also now know police have made at least one arrest in the shootings.
DC police say the man was killed at a bar along U Street in the early morning hours Saturday. They say officers found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. The Salisbury, Maryland man was shot multiple times. They're searching for two men. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Hours earlier, gunfire broke out by the Decades nightclub in DuPont Circle. Six people were hurt. Police have arrested 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. Investigators say he started shooting after he was kicked out of the club. He is being charged with assault with intent to kill, among other charges. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
It is 5:04. A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before a D.C. United game when 49-year-old Wally Shabazz is accused of attacking a 41-year-old Marin Gross Jr. of Northwest. D.C. police believe a workplace dispute was behind the stabbing yesterday. D.C. United officials say the incident didn't change the kickoff time of the game. The team is also working with investigators on this. There was a lockdown at American University. It happened on Saturday, just before 6, when students on the AU shuttle, one of the AU shuttle buses, reported someone pointing a gun in their direction. Campus police then saw someone matching that description headed toward the campus, so the lockdown was put in place, and the person was arrested by D.C. police. Then that lockdown lifted. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president and speaking to CNN while on a trade mission to Europe. Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
Youngkin was on CNN's State of the Union. We've been following the continuing pro-Palestinian student protests at college campuses around the D.C. region. Of course, these are happening nationwide, but many of them in our region at campuses around here. And new this afternoon, the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg says 12 protesters were arrested after they put a tent encampment back up and chose not to leave a protest area after being ordered to do so. According to the school, the event was canceled due to concerns about invitations being given to people from outside the school community to come in and grow the encampment, a move that violated school guidelines, the school says. Three of the people arrested were not students. Meantime, at a similar protest at George Washington University, WTOP's Dick Giuliano says students want GW to drop charges against seven students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
And coming up on WTOP,
what to watch in the upcoming April jobs report. I'm Mark Hamrick with more on the implications of this closely watched economic report just ahead.
Traffic and weather, 30 seconds.
There's something special about America's pastime in the nation's capital, where the energy is electric day and night.
See you later.
For happy hour with friends, making new friends, dining under the lights, and dancing like no one's watching is welcome. It starts here, all season long at Nationals Park. Visit nats.com/tickets to join the party today.
WTOP at 5:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. What's happening on the roads? Rick McClure.
All right, Mike, let's start in Virginia. It was pretty much stress-free along certain stretches like 66, 395 getting back to normal, moving a lot better now on the southbound side, passing the Pentagon toward Landmark with the crash near Duke Street, all gone from the left side. How about that? I-95 still slow in stretches, headed south through Newington, Lorton. We had a crash was taking the left lane in the process there. It still might be the case. More volume on the southbound side through Dale City and parts of Dumfries on the Virginia side of I-95. And slow on the northbound side on the stretch from Thornburg toward Fredericksburg. Nothing happened along that stretch. Just plenty of people leaving at the same time. Express lanes are pointed northbound along the Virginia side of I-95. Expect a few volume slow spots along the GW Parkway near the scenic overlooks with that long-term work zone nearby. Has a single lane getting by both ways. And a listener confirms one broken down near that work zone in the northbound lanes near Route 123 that has folks doing a little creative driving. Had a crash reported in Manassas affecting Yates Ford Road. Might be still shut down both ways at Lake Occoquan Road, so be careful there. Through the district, looks like the volume is back along the westbound freeway through Southwest on the brakes from before Main Avenue toward West Potomac Park. We believe the crash headed south along DC 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue was cleared from the right side. The volume has eased from after Burroughs now. And just a brief volume slow spot on the northbound side of DC 295 before and after Pennsylvania Avenue. Set over to Maryland. Had the crash cleanup on I-95, was in the southbound lanes after 212. At last check, was drawing lots of attention along the left shoulder. Slowdowns from after Route 200. BW Parkway, you're doing fine. And on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, someone lost some clothing. It was scattered around on the left side at last check near Route 1. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Complete turnaround from the weather we had yesterday across the DMV for the next few days as high pressure builds in. Warm and sunny conditions are in the forecast for the rest of your Sunday. Temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s overnight with just a few passing clouds. Monday is looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 98 degrees. If we hit that, that'll be the first time we do so far this year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena and the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, taking a look at the temperatures out there. Wow, it's a warm afternoon. 85 degrees in Reston, 84 degrees in Bethesda, and 82 degrees along the National Mall. The forecast brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Mark Hamrick.
The surprisingly robust job market. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. Amid volatility in these complicated times, the surprisingly robust nation's job market continues to shine as a beacon. The upcoming April employment report promises insights into our current standing. Job gains have consistently exceeded expectations, with economists forecasting around 200,000 new jobs in April. Job growth in the first 3 months of the year has surpassed the monthly average for all of last year. Although job openings have decreased from their peak, opportunities for job seekers remain plentiful. Unemployment nationally has remained below 4%, marking an enduring trend since January 2022. It's the longest stretch of sub 4% unemployment since the 1960s. For job seekers, staying informed on market trends, updating skills, and seizing available opportunities are essential action items. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up on WTOP.
A look at an effort to make live theater even more accessible to the hard of hearing. I'm John Doman.
512.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's P-R-E-S-T-O. Yes, I took the last letter off of my last name. Never gets new, even though it's been a long time since it was 2022. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Still to come on WTOP, tornadoes leave several people dead in Oklahoma. We're going to hear from a reporter in that state. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
This is Dave Doldine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
It is 5:15. While we enjoy some great weather here, severe weather is in the forecast again for areas of Middle America already hit by destructive tornadoes. Those twisters have killed at least four people, including a child in Oklahoma. And earlier we heard from reporter Brad Gibson, who was in Oklahoma.
Saturday and into early Sunday, maybe 20 tornadoes. And at one point last night, there were six tornado warnings in effect at the same time. It got extremely bad around 10 p.m. Eastern time last night, and tornadoes in central Oklahoma, in and around Oklahoma City, just exploded.
In the town of Sulphur, with a population of only 5,000 people, downtown buildings were reduced to rubble, he says.
There were multiple people trapped, and the town suffered extreme damage from multiple tornadoes. It just wasn't hit once by a tornado. It was hit a second time. The town was under tornado warning several times through the night. Many buildings have been completely leveled there. There's some damage in Ardmore, Oklahoma, which is about 100 miles south of Oklahoma City. But really surprisingly, if you look at the video of this tornado, estimates are it was an EF3 tornado, multiple injuries, but no really major damage and no deaths. And so there's significant damage there to a nursing home and parts of the city hospital.
Again, that was reporter Brad Gibson in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says nearly 30 people were injured in Sulphur. Iowa and Nebraska also saw tornadoes touch down. Parts of Texas and Louisiana are on alert now for tornadoes as that severe weather continues to move through. Attending live theater performances can be difficult if you're hard of hearing. Not every theater offers captioning, and the ones that do only have it for select shows or require extra equipment. But WTOP's John Doman tells us about a program to simplify that and make it more accessible.
It's a research project at the University of Maryland. Timothy Kelly, who's here working on his master's degree, is fine-tuning a program called Capster.
So that you don't have to download anything. It is a single QR code that gets you to a web browser, and as long as you have an internet connection, you're done.
The captioning can be color-coded to differentiate between characters. It can be translated into other languages, too, and all without relying on expensive third parties or giant screens placed next to the stage. He's making the program free for theaters of any size to use, though smaller theaters are the most likely to benefit.
We want there to be very little excuse for theaters to not provide captioning services.
In College Park, John Dome in WTOP News.
When players Miranda Shields and Justin Walker arrived in Richmond for the National Wheelchair Basketball Association National Championships, they found a real mess. Southwest baggage handlers disassembled their wheelchairs. The members of the Phoenix Suns D2 wheelchair team described it to USA Today as arriving to a 300-piece jigsaw puzzle. The players say airport staff wasn't able to help and actually called police because players and other travelers were going back and forth between the jetway to get all the wheelchair parts together. Southwest Airport Manager in Richmond sent an email to the team captains and event organizers apologizing for what happened. Today in history, from April 28, 1967, 57 years ago, heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali refused induction into the Army at a draft board in Houston.
Mr. Muhammad Ali has just refused to be inducted into the United States Armed Forces.
Army Lieutenant Colonel J. Edwin McKee making the announcement. Boxing officials stripped Ali of his title, but the Supreme Court eventually upheld his refusal to be drafted. Quick look at the top stories working on at WTOP. At least four people are dead in Oklahoma after severe weather spawns tornadoes. What was talked about when President Biden got on the phone with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today? Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It is 5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rick McClure's in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Okay, Mikey, let's start on the Virginia side. 395 moving a lot better now along the southbound side, passing the Pentagon toward Landmark, with the crash near Duke Street all gone from the right side. I-95, Virginia side, still slow in stretches, headed south through Newington, Lorton, where the crash was just moved to the right shoulder. More volume on the southbound side through parts of Dale City and Dumfries. Slow on the northbound side on the stretch from Thornburg toward Fredericksburg. Express lanes appointed northbound for those who need it. And we had one broken down on the northbound side of the GW Parkway near Route 123 at last check. Had folks doing some creative maneuvering through there, left and right. Yeah. And let's head over to Manassas. Had a crash that was affecting Yates Ford Road. And maybe still shut down both ways at Lake Occoquan Road. So look for alternate routes if you can. And through the district, looks like the volume is back along the westbound freeway through Southwest. We were on the brakes from before Main Avenue toward West Potomac Park. The crash headed south along DC 295, long gone, and the delays show it. Just a brief delay before Benning toward East Capitol Street. It's one exit away, and just a brief volume slow spot on the northbound side of DC 295 before and after Pennsylvania Avenue. Now let's make a quick check on the Maryland side. I-95 south after 212. The crash, all clear from the left shoulder. You're back on the move south through Calverton toward the Beltway ramps. And overall, the Capitol Beltway is still moving at a pretty good pace. Some stretches might be a little slower than others. Just briefly, slowest stretch by far is on the outer loop with volume from before the 270 spur toward the Cabin John Parkway. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
If you were wanting the warm and sunny weather yesterday, you've got it now for the next few days as high pressure builds in. The rest of your Sunday looking pretty fantastic with sunny skies and just a few passing clouds. Temperatures overnight falling into the 60s. And Monday looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
82 degrees at the wharf right now. We have 86 degrees Oxon Hill, 86 degrees in Sterling, Virginia. The forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same day service 7 days a week. And still to come on WTOP, there's some concern that some human cases of people coming down with bird flu are going undetected. We'll tell you why just ahead.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
We buy any car.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because when you trade in, you're dealing with a dealer. And sure, they're interested in a good deal. For them, not for you. Come to WeBuyAnyCar.com instead. All we do is buy cars. You get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price. So don't take chances with a trade-in. Go to WeBuyAnyCar.com for a free online valuation.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Washington's top news, WTOP. Facts matter.
It is 5:23. I'm Mike Murillo, and thanks for being with us this afternoon. Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. And WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
There is concern that some cases of bird flu in humans is going undetected. This comes as nine states, the closest one to us, North Carolina, has seen cows getting the illness. In Texas, one dairy worker got a mild case of avian flu, and the worry is others may have it or have had it, too, and didn't realize it. The problem is many dairy workers don't have sick days and in some cases don't have easy access to medical centers in rural America. As for the milk from infected cows, experts say the pasteurization process kills the virus. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Saturday. That's May the 4th. WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports on what that means for participants and for those who normally drive that route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, what's happening? Frank Hanrahan.
Well, the Nationals, a big comeback today in the Marlins stadium to get the victory 12-9. Nick Senzel, two-run homer, three-run homer. He's got five RBIs on the afternoon. Helps the Nationals get the win. Jacob Young, three RBIs. So after trailing 7-0, 12-9 win marked the largest comeback win since 2018 for the Nats, who go for the sweep tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow night, actually, in Miami. A win would put the Nats at 500 for the season. It's still early, but that's not a bad start for the Nats. Oakland beating the Birds 7-6.